We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Tyler Caron here with today's Fantasy Bites podcast. All the info you need in 5 minutes or less every single day. You can get all the information you need over at rotowire.com and rotowire.com/pod. Let's dive into it. Game two of the NBA Finals is here. The Heat and the Nuggets, with Denver still a 8.5 point favorite with the over-under up to 216. Let's take a look at game one for some analysis for this one. Nuggets won game one 104-93. So you have the under, Denver covering, and a Nuggets win. I could see less of the same in this one. You know Miami is going to answer back. Denver obviously had a very extended amount of time to rest in between their last series and the NBA Finals. So Miami, who had a Game 7 versus Boston, maybe with some tired legs, and to throw on top of that, you have the dreaded altitude of Denver. Could definitely see a world where Miami makes this one competitive through and through from buzzer to buzzer, and maybe even pull out a high-scoring victory. Because they were able to keep it close the other night, despite poor shooting overall, 0-9 shooting from deep from Max Strus, and a game where they only shot 2 free throws the entire game. Looking over at the prop slates for today, Jokic, his numbers, his over-under are set at 27.5 points. You combine that with his rebounds and assists, and it jumps all the way up to 51.5. And it's scary to think that we live in a world where we have someone putting up 25-point triple-doubles and is still hitting his unders on his PRA, which is exactly what happened with Jokic in game one. Jamal Murray is minus 106 to score 26.5. He scored at least 25 points in 6 straight games, so maybe buy some points to get it to that 25-point mark, and that's a trend that I can get with. After a 13-point game one, Jimmy Butler's scoring line is also at 26.5. We saw him bounce back well after an off night in the Boston series, so that may be something to look into there. Mentioned Max Strus earlier. He's minus 201 to hit at least 2 threes, and to make 3 of them, the odds only drop to minus 170. So if you're thinking about that play, maybe worth it just to take the 2 and maybe play it with one of those other props that I mentioned. If you want to play any of those, use the Caesars Sportsbook promo code ROTO15 to earn a first-time bet offer up to $1,500. Again, that's promo code ROTO15. In the MLB world, Xander Bogaerts still not feeling 100%. He's been struggling with a wrist injury. He left the game yesterday in the top of the 8th with major discomfort. He went on to tell the media that he hopes to avoid the IL. He thinks he'll avoid the IL, but quote, enough is enough with the wrist. Bogaerts is hitting just 195 with 1 home run going back to May 1st. Orioles third baseman Gunnar Henderson was removed from the game yesterday with a back complication, but manager Brandon Hyde said he'll be fine. It was all just precautionary, so consider him day to day. Gerrit Cole left the mound early yesterday for the Yanks due to cramping. Seems like it won't be anything, and the LA air may have just gotten to him. All in all, he had a solid outing, 1 run over 6 innings with 5 strikeouts. Cubs pitcher Justin Steele was pulled from the mound in Wednesday's game, and after further evaluation, he has a mild forearm strain that will keep him in the dugout as he hits the 15-day IL. For all other injuries and the latest fantasy news, go over, get a free trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.